Part 3. Then, one cold, dark morning, Jacques had sad news for Pierre. "Pierre, your horse, Joseph, didn't wake up this morning." He was very old, Pierre. He was 25, and that is like being 75 for a man. "Yes," said Pierre slowly. "Yes, I am 75, and I cannot see Joseph again." "Of course you can," Jacques said. "Go over and see him." Pierre turned to Jacques. "No, no, you don't understand, Jacques." "We'll find you another horse, Pierre. You'll teach him, and in a month he'll know what to do as well as Joseph did." "We'll..." Jacques looked into Pierre's eyes. He was shocked. There was a dead, lifeless look in them. "Take today off, Pierre," Jacques said. Pierre walked down the street slowly. He was crying. He came to the corner and stepped into the street. There was a shout and the scream of brakes as a big truck came down the road too fast. It seemed that Pierre didn't see or hear anything. 15 minutes later, the ambulance doctor said, "He's dead. He was killed by the truck." Jacques and some of the other men who had worked with Pierre looked down at their old friend. "He walked right into my truck," said the driver. "I couldn't stop. He never saw it. He walked into it as though he were blind." The doctor bent down to look at Pierre. "Blind? Of course he was blind. Look at his eyes. This man has been blind for at least 5 years. He turned to Jacques. "You say he worked for you? Didn't you know he was blind?"
"No, no,"
Jacques said softly. "None of us knew. Only one knew, a friend of his named Joseph. It was a secret, I think, just between those two."